Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. I hope this finds you doing really well and that you enjoyed the last episode. You know, I've had a lot of people writing in and saying how insightful it was for them for something that was going on or something that they were feeling, which is really great. You know, I just love that. And there were also a lot of insights in today's episode as well. Now, before we get started, I want to answer a question that has continued to come up for a lot of different people. You know, a lot of times people will find different pieces from each episode that they can take and apply to their life. Sometimes it's an up level, you know, something they can do to add to their life and just up level their life. Other times people will see things that are definitely similar patterns, like negative patterns that they have as well, that they're working on changing. So people will see that also, and it becomes really helpful and insightful for them to bring that level of consciousness to something that was running in their subconscious mind. So I love that. And a question that I will frequently get from people is they'll say, you know, wait a second, you know, I've felt some of the exact same feelings that the woman was feeling in episode number 10 or episode number 30 or 40 or whatever it is. And they'll say, you know, how come I don't have that same ailment as that person does? Mine is completely different. And the reason is this, is, you know, if you've been listening to past episodes, then you've probably heard me use the cake analogy, if you will, you know, that, you know, if somebody has a negative emotion, it's not necessarily going to be linked to a specific ailment because it takes more than one ingredient. You know, quite simply, if you have flour, you can't make cake, but if you have flour and you mix it with other ingredients, then you can make cake. Now, similarly, if we take that same illustration, the same analogy, and we think about the awareness that there is flour both in cake and there's also flour in fried chicken, okay? So to make fried chicken, you have to use flour. And so you can see two very different dishes, two very different outcomes, and yet some of the same ingredients. And so whenever I'm working with people to help them to create these radical shifts, what I'm doing is I'm really specifically addressing the key ingredients that they have that are in their mind that are linked to the problem, that are creating this negative recipe, so to speak, and then unwinding that. And so that's how I'm able to show people how to get results so fast, is because I'm addressing those specific ingredients. And it comes down to the two specific things, is one, because I can feel what others feel. So whether you want to call it something like mirror touch synesthesia or intuition on steroids or channeling information or whatever you want to call it, because I can feel what they're feeling. So it's all energy. I like to call it universal Wi-Fi. So, you know, just kind of tapping into energy and frequency of information. And so that's part of it, is I'm able to check in and see what it is and what those ingredients are. And of course, the second part is that I really understand how to create that radical shift. Now, the other great part about this that you'll want to notice is that it means that you don't have to be perfect to heal, you know? And that's powerful, because a lot of times people will think that the healing journey has to take 10, 20, 40, 50 years, and that they have to become perfect and do all these things. And you don't. Of course, You always want to strive for continuing to clear patterns and create change and all of that because it's fun and it's amazing and it feels good and it also continues to change your life. So that's beautiful. But you also don't have to be perfect as well. So, all right, that said, part of the reason I wanted to answer that is because a lot of people are always asking that question. And the other reason is that we are going to dive back in to our second half of the session with Julie, if you remember from the last episode. And likely, most people here are not going to have the same type of ailments that she does. You know, if you recall from the first part of the session, which we did on the last episode, Julie is suffering from multiple health issues, including lung cancer, MS, neck pain, head pain. You know, she's got multiple things going on, pain or tightness in her legs. And so she's been working on that. And that's what we've been working on so far. And we're going to dive back in on today's episode. But if you recall from the first half of the session, she was able to get that extreme tightness in her legs and discomfort from a level 7-8 on a scale of 0 to 10 down to a level 3. So she's making improvement. She's doing a great job. And if you recall from the last episode, we did go ahead and pause because there were so many insights that I wanted to just take a moment and let it breathe and allow you to absorb and digest some of that information. And today we're going to go ahead and continue and pick up where we left off from the last episode because there are also a lot of really powerful insights from today's episode, which is where we're going. And the first one we're going to step back into from the last session has to do with real change, because let's be honest, that's what is needed to create lasting results. And so we're going to step into that, which is going to lead to a lot of other really interesting insights. So that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Julie.
Bingo. Give me one second. That. And if I ask you, are you willing to change?
Yes.
And if I ask you, do you want to have a great life?
Yes.
So if I ask you 0 to 10, how much you're willing to change, even right now, how much are you willing to really change?
Like a 10.
Like a 10. Great. Take that in. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to bring that feeling up. I want to change. I must change. I need to change. And I'm willing to do it now. I feel the feeling at about a level 4. So I want to feel it even stronger.
I think I'm doing this like at a 10, but I guess I'm not.
All good. All good. Just bring it in even stronger, right? Good. Good.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it because this part may seem very simple, but it's also very important. You know, when you stop and think about it for a moment, for anybody to have real results and lasting results, you have to have genuine change, like real change. You can't trick your body. You can't trick the universe or divine. Any change that you make with the mind has to be real. And the reason that I say you can't trick it is because sometimes people will even lie to themselves about emotions or to others, you know, and it's not necessarily because they're trying to lie, but either because they're not in touch with their emotions or they're just not wanting to acknowledge them. You know, for instance, if you've ever had that conversation with somebody before where you might ask somebody and say, hey, what's wrong? Something bothering you? And they're like, nope, nothing's wrong. Oh, okay, well, you look like you might be mad about something. Nope, I'm not mad. It's like, oh, okay. You know, you can see that that feeling is really there or they're really experiencing it, even though they're not wanting to necessarily admit it to you or to themselves or whatever. But point being is that change has to happen on the inside and it has to be authentic for it to work for healing and life transformation. And so when we look at change, there are actually what I call the 4 W's for winning at the game of change. And the first one, of course, is what specifically to change. And we kind of touched on this in the very beginning, you know, looking at the specific ingredients in the mind of what ingredients need to be changed for healing. So that's what we're working on with her, is identifying those specific things and creating that change. And then we also touched on in the beginning the second W, which is the way to change it. Now, everything is different in the mind, you know. Changing the emotion of fear is different from changing the emotion of afraid. They actually work a lot different in the brain. And so we'll be working on that a bit as well throughout this episode, you know, some insights that she needs to change the specific patterns that are going on for her. So we're going to talk about the way to change it as we keep going as well. Now, the third W is you really have to want the outcome. You know, so in this instance, she really wants to heal, which is why she's here. You know, if she didn't want to heal, she wouldn't be here. Okay. Now, the fourth insight is the one we're talking about right now, which is also the willingness. And, you know, are you willing to change? Are you really willing to do that? And I want to take a moment to just unpack this one a bit more because it is so important. You know, as I was working with Julie, I was saying, you know, are you willing to really do that? Are you really willing to change? Now, obviously, she's willing to change because she's here. So she's doing something different, and I love that. But also notice that I was working on bringing that feeling up. So not only is it important to have the thought of wanting to change and being willing to change, but it's really important to amplify that feeling of being really willing to change. Now, to illustrate how important this is, if we look at just a physical situation, you know, and I'm going to use a stereotype. This isn't exactly a perfect illustration, but you'll get what I'm saying. You know, if we take somebody who is unfortunately struggling with obesity and they've been dealing with that, you know, there's a lot of emotional pain that goes with it. And also, of course, there's mind links that go with it as well. So again, this analogy isn't perfect, but we're just going to leave it to like a physical illustration. And we'll say this, we'll say, if you ask this person if they really want to lose weight and be thin and slender, you know, the average person is going to say, yes, of course, I would love that. Now, if you ask them, do they really want to change their diet and go to the gym? A lot of them would say, no, you know, they're not wanting to, or they're willing to, but then they're not. And they have a lot of inner struggle regarding it. And that's, of course, because there's a mind element to it, just like every other health issue. And so it's not just they're lazy. It's because different things are going on deeper in the mind. But my point in this example is that, you know, if you just kind of just leave it at surface and you say, you know, is the person willing to go to the gym or start walking or start working out or start eating healthy? And many people might want the outcome itself. They want to be thin, or they want to be healthy, or they want to be smoke-free, you know, quitting smoking, or they want to make money, or they want whatever outcome there is. So they want the outcome, but they're not really willing to change to get it. And so you'll want to really be willing to change and willing to do whatever it takes to get what it is that you're wanting, you know, to get that outcome. And then, of course, you'll still need to know what specifically to change and the way to change it. Those, of course, are key. But I'm just saying that that willingness needs to be there. And the more you're consciously aware of what it is that you need to do, the more that can help you to overcome it. That is key. Now, again, I do want to say the example with weight is not a perfect example. It's just to provide you with a visual so you can understand what I'm saying about not being able to get that motivation. Because there are so many reasons that happens, which, again, all comes back to mind programming. You know, not only that, but further, specifically when it comes to weight loss itself, you know, weight loss is not all about calories in and calories out, you know, how much somebody's going to eat and how much they're going to work out. There's a lot more to it than that. You know, just like every single ailment you hear about, you know, with people being on here with eyes or pain or knees or all kinds of things, there are also mind components that are going on with weight. I mean, there are plenty of people that I've worked with to help them lose weight who were already eating almost nothing. And there are other people who were craving food like crazy. And that, of course, is also all linked up in the subconscious mind. You know, everything we do is linked in the subconscious mind, and everything with our physical body is also linked up. So again, that's not a perfect example, but it gives you a kind of visual so you can make sure and kind of just do a self-check and make sure you have that willingness to move forward. Because my point is exactly that, is that you need to have that, which again goes back to really making sure that mind programming is dialed in, because that willingness needs to be really, really high. And for example, in my own life, I was willing to do whatever it took to heal and to figure this all out. You know, for me, I mean, I was literally studying around the clock, day and night, for years, studying things, figuring it out, figuring out what wasn't working, why what was working when it was working, looking at the mind in a completely different way than psychology and all of the things we have out there, because I realized that I had to do it differently if I was going to get a different result. So I was willing, though, to do all of that because I just wanted to get better so bad. And there was that strong feeling of willingness in me. And so that's key. And so when I'm asking her to really bring up that feeling of feeling willing to, I mean, again, obviously she's willing to or she wouldn't be here. But when it comes to making the change on the inside, the emotions have to really be behind everything. And as you'll notice, getting her to tap into those emotions and really feel them comes up a few other times with some key insights and key shifts. And so that's where we're headed. And let's go ahead and dive back in with Julie.
Great. So now if somebody goes to give you a piece of trash, what are the chances you're going to take it moving forward?
I'm not.
Okay. So if somebody goes to say, hey, this is your fault, do you really need to take that on?
No.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And by the way, there's that Julie that's blaming you also. Can you see that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if she's trying to give you trash, what are you going to do with it?
Throw it out.
And so, by the way, if I ask you how much you have a tendency to blame yourself for things, what's your level? 0 to 10?
Like an 8.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So just for a moment, if I said that there's somebody walking around who's super critical of themselves, what do you think the chances are that they're going to attract more criticism in their life?
A 10.
So I want you to picture this for a moment. There's somebody who's walking around who's super critical of themselves, right? Mm-hmm. And then they're attracting being criticized, right? Mm-hmm. And now they feel bad for themselves for being criticized.
Yeah.
Do you see the issue there?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, they're the source of the energy, and then they're doing it to themselves. Then they're attracting that energy. Then they feel bad for themselves for then attracting that energy. Can you see how it all goes in a catch-20? Like, it's all like a catch-22. It's a spiral. Can you see it?
Right. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Great.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it, because there's just something really quickly that I do want to share with you that I feel is important. And first and foremost, before we go there, I do want to say I just love her self-awareness. I love her self-awareness and her self-honesty. It's awesome. So I love that. The other thing is that notice I'm saying, you know, if somebody gives you a piece of trash, do you have to take it? And so I'm wanting her to start shifting this part. Now, the insight that I want to give you is that this is never actually going to completely get rid of the pattern. And the reason that I say that is because I see a lot of people who are like, oh, well, I've decided to not take so-and-so stuff. I've decided to, you know, just not take blame on from other people. But there are several problems with this. First and foremost, the pattern is really going on inside of her. And we're going to talk more about that as we go. But the reason that we address it right here and saying, you know, you don't have to take stuff from other people, is because as I was talking to her and mentioning, there's a lot of layers that are on top of this pattern now. So notice she has some hurt feelings towards her mom, and there's other areas as well. And we're going to see that unfold as we keep going. But she has those layers that are put on top of it. And so all the time what happens is that people will want to start releasing something. And it's like if they have all of these layers that are on top of the programming, they're not going to be able to shift it because it's just too layered. And so that's why we're shifting this. And so again, I don't expect it to be the full solution at all. I know it's not going to be, but it will be a layer to helping her get to the next level. And so that's key. And that's where we're going as we dive back in with Julie. So I want you to go ahead and you see yourself, how you're blaming yourself at a level 8, and then you're attracting some of that. And then you're feeling bad for yourself for attracting that. Can you see that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Great. So I want you to go ahead and do this for the next 60 years of your life. And let me know how that goes for you.
Right.
Or you could change it.
Right.
What sounds good to you?
Changing it.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. By the way, I love your self-awareness. I love your self-awareness and your self-honesty. It's so beautiful. It's beautiful. It's really beautiful. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And here we go. So I want you to go ahead and blame Julie and be really hard on her. Go ahead. Let me know how that goes.
Yeah, it doesn't. Feels terrible.
Okay. So how much longer do you want to do that?
Don't want to do that any longer.
What's that?
I don't want to do that any longer.
What about tomorrow? A little bit more tomorrow, then a little next day, next week?
No.
What?
No.
Great. Say that again?
No.
Great. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Say that again?
No.
No, right? No more blaming Julie. No more being hard on her. Done, right?
Right.
Done today?
Yes.
Promise?
Yes.
Great. So that promise, by the way, is for Julie, not for me. So I'm going to ask you, can you promise yourself that?
Yes.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Good. 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 Bingo. Leveling your right leg. 0 to 10?
Like between a 1 and a 2.
So bingo. Bingo. Great. And that's what I have. Bingo. And as far as your left leg level?
Like 0.
Like 0, right? I have a question. Who's doing that?
I am.
You are, right? Mm-hmm. So now, can you see how we're working on bringing positive things in, right?
Right.
Okay. So I want you to go ahead and bring in a ton of negative stuff and let me know how your body feels.
I don't even want to do it, but yeah, I know. I know. I don't.
That's good. Okay. That's what you say. Exactly that. No, no way. No way. Right?
Right.
So great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. I'm going to say that again, and that's what I want you to say. No way. Okay?
Okay.
Great. So go ahead. Bring in a bunch of negative stuff and be mean to Julie. Go ahead. Do that.
No way.
No way. What? Say that again.
No way.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Great. And I'm going to push again. I want you to say the same thing. I want you to mean it.
Okay.
Go ahead and blame Julie. Be mean to her. Go ahead. Do you do that for the next 50 years of your life? Go ahead and do that. Let me know how that goes for you.
No way.
Great. What?
No way.
Great. Take that in. No way. Make it feeling even stronger. No way. I'm done. No more. I'm going to ask you to bring that feeling up even stronger. No way. No way. I'm done with that. Never again. No freaking way. No more. No. I'm being nice to Julie from now on. That's it. Julie is amazing and wonderful and fabulous. And it would be silly, because you're a very smart woman. I can feel that. Be silly to then blame yourself and be hard on yourself and then attract that in your life and then feel bad for yourself for attracting it in your life. I mean, that would be silly, right?
Right.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And once we bring awareness to the pattern, we see how ridiculous it is and be like, well, wait a second. Let me just stop that on the inside, right?
Right.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Good. Good job. Bingo. Bingo. All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a really quick insight. You know, first and foremost, I have to say she has amazing self-awareness, amazing self-insight, really, really great. Love that. And secondly, notice for a moment that I am pushing her quite a bit and continuing to push her a bit. And the reason why is because I need some emotion from her. You know, if you think about changing energy, emotion is what has the energy. And so that's what I'm needing her to do. And you'll notice, you know, she consciously wants to change. So I'm asking her if she wants to change. And she's saying, you know, yes, I want to change, but it's lackluster. There's not a lot of feeling behind it, which means that she won't be able to get those lasting results if she's not able to really tap into those emotions and that energy. That is so key. And that, of course, is the reason that when I'm working with people, I'll, you know, do all kinds of ridiculous things or, you know, be silly or sarcastic or whatever it is to just want to evoke the right emotional shift that I need to help them get where they want to go. And so that said, it's something that, of course, you'll want to pay attention to as you're working on healing yourself, changing your life, all of it. It is that important. All right. So that said, let's go ahead and dive back in.
Bingo. Bingo. All right. Level in your right leg, 0 to 10.
I mean, like between a 1 and a 2 still.
Okay. 1 second. 1 and a 2. Where specifically? So I have about a 0.2 where I'm checking. Where, can you give me specific direction on where you're finding at?
Like above my knee.
Bingo.
Got my thigh.
Gotcha. Right on the outer right side, like a sweep.
No, I'd say it's more like on top.
Bingo. Give me 1 second. Yeah. Bingo. So I see top right. Bingo. All right. So I have about a bingo. Bingo. There we go. Yeah. Right there. 1 point. Bingo, about a 1.1, 1.08, right in there. Okay, so that, give me 1 second. That, bingo. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to notice the hurt feelings from your mom.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to ask you to notice if I ask you how much you can find the feeling of feeling bad for yourself because of feeling like she's blaming you or putting fault on you. Can you see that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. So if somebody's frustrated and frustrated and frustrated and frustrated and frustrated and they hold on to that feeling, how does their life go?
Not good.
Not good. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. So if somebody's hurt and they're feeling a lot of hurt and rejection, hurt and rejection, hurt and rejection, and they keep doing that, how does their life go?
Not good.
Not good. So if somebody's feeling upset and feeling like their mom's blaming them for things and feeling small or hurt by it and feeling upset by it and all of that, and they hold on to that and hold on to that, how does that go?
Yeah, it's not good.
Not good. So I'm going to ask you to breathe, and I'm going to ask you, are you really willing to just let it go completely?
I think I am.
Great.
I thought
what's
I had
one thing? Great. What's one thing you like about your mom?
So let's go ahead and pause it because she said something that was really important and something that I hear all of the time. And basically what she said is she said she felt like she had already gotten rid of it. Now, that is a key piece to really think about for a moment, because all the time people will think that they've gotten rid of something when really it's still in their mind. You know, if you think about a physical object, you know, if somebody got rid of their refrigerator, they wouldn't be able to see it anywhere. If they got rid of their bed, it would be gone. They could look around and they'd be like, what bed? There is no bed here. Okay. And so when you've really gotten rid of something at a deeper level in your mind, then I would ask her about anger towards her mom. And she would be like, what are you talking about? What anger towards my mom? Just like she would say, you know, what bed? Okay. And so notice she's like, yeah, of course there's anger towards my mom, but I thought I've gotten rid of it. So it's still there. And she's even acknowledging it and both saying, well, it's not there. And so That's what I see all of the time. It's not just her. I mean, she's brilliant and wonderful and smart. And this is something that I see that is very common. So if you think about it in terms of the brain, like let's say the neural pathway was there and now it's gone. Okay, that's the level that you need in your brain when you create that real change. And what that looks like on the outcome is either it feels like a completely different time. You know, for example, me even talking about my injury, that seems like, it doesn't even seem like me. It seems like a whole different lifetime that I was injured. Like, I don't even really identify with that old self. I'm like, oh yeah, there was, I mean, it doesn't even feel like me. And so that's what'll happen is you'll have such a disconnect, which is kind of like the material object. If you go, oh yeah, like I used to have that bed, you know, and you don't feel any feeling of still feeling connected to it or even having possession of it at all. So again, the best way to describe it is to really think about where it just, there's a complete feeling of it's not even there. And by the way, all of the time, even with like my VIP coaching clients where I'll work with them on different things, you know, creating shifts, and then I'll think back 6 months and be like, remember when you felt like this? And they're like, nope. And of course, it's there. It was on recording. But their mind has changed so much. And they've been able to manifest and create so many different things, you know, as far as life coaching and business coaching and all of that, that they don't even remember a lot of times that old negative programming because they've really gotten rid of it. Or they'll say something like, you know, I know that I used to feel that way, but that seems lifetimes ago, and it feels crazy that I ever even felt that way. And sometimes that's even something they've released like 2 or 3, 4 weeks ago, you know, is because it's shifted in the brain so hugely. And that's what you'll want to do. And that really ultimately part of the way to get there is to make sure to tap into the emotions and really make that change. And so that's where we're going with Julie, is tapping into even more of those emotions and that shift. And also there's a trigger that's triggering some of these things that's coming up. And that's where we're going.
She's very talkative and outgoing.
Great. What's one more thing that you like about your mom?
She cares a lot for her family.
Okay, great. And bingo. And if I ask you, by the way, how strong of a woman is she? How strong is she?
Like a 7 or 8.
Okay, and if I ask you, how strong are you?
Like a 5.
Mm-hmm. Like a 5?
Mm-hmm.
Would other people say you're a 5, or would they say you're a little bit higher than that?
Oh, they would say that I'm higher.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So just for a moment, if I ask you how much you feel like you got that type of strength from your mom, that type of attitude and strength from her, how much would you say that is?
Oh, like an 8 or a 9.
Great. So there's some great qualities you've got from her also, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. And by the way, what is one thing that you love about Julie?
Oh, that she's loves. I do love life and outgoing.
Okay, loving life, outgoing. What else?
Determined.
Great.
That she's caring and understanding.
Okay, so outgoing and caring and understanding and positive. And obviously looks outside of the box for answers and has an open mind. So all of that really, really, really great things, right? And so just for a moment, if I ask you if you moved forward with your mom in a different way where you were appreciating the things that were great about her and you're appreciating the things that were great about you, and that was your new way of moving forward, how would that feel? And I know that there's already a part of you that does that, but if you did that even more, how would that feel?
Great.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to picture what that would look like.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you to picture what that would feel like to step into a new way of feeling and connecting with your mom in an even better way. That's beautiful. What would that feel like? What?
That would feel, well, great. It's not a great description of word, but easy and joyful.
Easy and joyful. Okay. And by the way, who's in control of your life?
I am.
Okay. So if I ask you, are you really willing to change?
Yes.
Are you willing to step into easy and joyful?
Yes.
Are you willing to let the other stuff go completely and step into easy and joyful?
Yes.
Beautiful. Bingo. If I ask you to notice the level in your leg, what's your level?
Bingo. It's just still there a little bit, like between 1 and 2.
Okay. So, bingo. So I have about a 0.4 right there, on that one spot, between 1 and 2. Bingo. Give me 1 second. Bingo. All right. I need a little bit more specific direction then, on where it is. Cause that's, I mean, every little part is a little bit different, but I don't see the 1.2 or between 1 and 2. I don't see it.
I'm like about what, maybe 3 inches above my knee and kind of off. For me, looking down, like off to the left, just a little bit from center.
Bingo. Bingo. Okay. Okay. Your spouse's name?
Brad.
Bingo. Thank you. There we go. Bingo. There we go. And if I ask you, bingo. And if I ask you how much it bothers you when he gets upset, how much would you say that is?
Oh, a lot, because he doesn't get upset very often.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to close your eyes. Mm-hmm. And I want you to notice how much it upsets you when he gets upset. I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. Bingo. And I'm going to ask you to remind yourself you're safe. And I know this might sound a little silly, okay, but if I ask you to notice the part of you that's afraid of him getting upset, can you see that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. And if I ask you 0 to 10, how much you can find the feeling of afraid of him getting upset, what's your level?
I can find it like a 10.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. Okay. And I want you to think about how often he punches you.
So 0.
Yes. So just for a moment, can you breathe? I want you to think about how often he kicks you. 0 to 10. How often is that?
0.
Great. So if I ask you why you need to be afraid of him getting upset, why would you say that is?
Because I don't want to disappoint him.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment, if I told you that I'm afraid of my partner getting upset, but by the way, my partner doesn't hit me or kick me or anything like that, but I'm afraid of it in my nervous system. I'm afraid of it. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay. So if I said to you, I don't want my partner to be upset, so I experience a level 10 of feeling afraid that my partner is going to be upset. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Well, if I ask you how much 0 to 10 he is afraid, if I asked him right now, hey, Brad, how much are you afraid of Julie getting upset? And he said, I can find that at a 10. Would that be accurate for him?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. What level do you think he feels that he's afraid to upset you? What's the level?
Oh, I think he is, like maybe 7 or 8.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but he doesn't like to upset me.
Okay, he doesn't like to, but if I ask you what his level of afraid is.
Afraid.
Afraid specifically. Afraid's a feeling. Mm-hmm. So I know he doesn't want to upset you, but if I ask you how much he's afraid of doing that, how much would you say that is?
Like a 3 or 4.
Okay. I would say about a 0. I would say he doesn't want to upset you, but I wouldn't say he's afraid of it.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. Bingo. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. That. I'm going to ask you to feel like what it would feel like to completely relax. Completely. And actually not worry about upsetting him. That it's all going to be okay. You don't have to be afraid. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And tell your nervous system it can relax. It doesn't need to be afraid. And by the way, if I ask you how much you expect that he's just going to get upset and leave, how much would you say that is?
Like a 0.
Like a 0. Okay, so if I ask you what there is to be afraid of, what is there to be afraid of?
I guess just disappointing people.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe for just a moment. And if I told you I was walking around with a level 10 of feeling afraid of disappointing my partner and upsetting my partner, would you say that's normal?
No.
No. Okay, so just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. And I want you to notice the feeling of feeling afraid of disappointing him and upsetting him. And I'm going to ask you to realize that's not normal. I'm going to ask you to breathe. What?
No, you're right.
And being playful always, right? We want to
Okay, so
we want to be playful with the emotion, okay? So we'll get further if we're just playful and light. Okay? So I'm going to ask you to breathe. I want you to notice the feeling of fear in your nervous system about upsetting him. And again, I'm going to say that's not normal. You can let it go. You don't have to be afraid. He's not going to hurt you. He's not going to punch you or blah blah blah. You can breathe. Breathe fully. You don't have to be afraid of it. Instead, I'd want you to be more engaged in actually wanting to just have a good time and have fun, right?
Mm-hmm. Great.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you how much you want to hold on to that fear of upsetting him.
I don't want to hold on to it.
Now you go ahead and hold on to that fear and let me know how that goes for you. Or you could just relax and enjoy. Kind of like this. If I told you that I was driving a car and I'm afraid that something's going to happen. And so I have a level 10 of afraid in my system as I'm driving a car. How does that feel?
Oh, terrible.
Terrible. Now, if I told you I'm driving a car and I feel completely safe, and I have the music up, the windows or the top down on the car, and I'm just enjoying and I'm enjoying the drive. How is that?
Amazing.
Amazing. So if I ask you, by the way, when you drive, which one are you closer to? The fearful one or the relaxed one?
I think the relaxed one.
Okay. So if you're enjoying your relationship for another, say, 100 years, okay, how do you want to drive that? How do you want that journey and that drive to be? Relaxed, or you want it to be tense and stressed?
Relaxed.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. Bingo. And take that in. Bingo. I want you to notice the feeling of fear in your nervous system and the feeling of fear towards upsetting him. I'm going to say blah, blah, blah. Okay. So I want you to notice that feeling of fear. I want you to look at it real quick in the face. The fear about upsetting him or him getting upset or blah, 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 or whatever that is. I'm going to ask you just for a moment to relax and enjoy. Have a wonderful relationship with him. Like driving a car on a beautiful road and just feeling relaxed and music up and enjoying the journey. I want you to think about your journey with your husband and feeling playful and relaxed and enjoying the journey and letting go of all of that fear from your system and blah, blah, blah. And instead focusing on having a blast and enjoying and loving and having fun and being playful and enjoying the journey, right?
Right.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it. Again, another key thing that you're going to want to notice. You know, as I'm talking to her, you can hear me saying, you know, oh my God, it's going to be fun, it's going to be playful and all these things, right? And so I'm really talking about all the things you could do and getting amped up. And notice her response was, right, okay, lackluster. Now, the reason I'm pointing this out is this, is that she does. She has amazing self-awareness, amazing self-honesty. All of that is really great. The area that she's lacking is really being able to create emotions. Now, the reason why this is important is because her pain is going down. I mean, she's got it down. Her left leg's a zero. Her right leg's down to a one. I mean, she's doing it, which is awesome. But I'm carrying her through it, meaning I'm pushing pretty hard to get any of those emotions in, and they're not at all coming from her. So I'm pushing and pushing and pushing to get those emotions. And so the point is that if she was doing this by herself, likely it wouldn't work. And if you're working on healing yourself, then something you're going to want to get good at is really using your emotions, manufacturing emotions, creating new emotions, shifting emotions. I mean, you've got to get good at this stuff to really make it happen. And so I don't want you to feel like it's just this easy as far as just getting something different in your mind and everything goes away, especially, you know, looking at her situation where she's got some major issues going on. So she's going to need to really create some major change if she's going to work on really healing herself. And so that is key. It's key for her. It's key for anybody who's really wanting to create that change. So just wanting you to have that insight. You've got to really get good at emotions and energy. That is key. And so we will talk about another key piece of the puzzle in the next insight. So let's go ahead and dive back in.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. Great. Level of pain in your leg, right leg, 0 to 10. Your tightness, what's your level?
It's below a one.
Below a one, right? So notice it's going down, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's what I have is about a 0.7 there. Great. So we're going to push one more time. We're going to see if we can get it all the way. Okay. Mm-hmm. Bingo. And by the way, what was the level you started at?
Didn't I say 7 or 8?
Yep, right in there. Yeah. Notice your left leg's at a zero. This one's just under a one. Who's doing that?
I am.
Right? Moving forward, if you think about it, if you said, oh, I'm going to enjoy life more and I'm going to bring in the positive, and I'm really actually going to change and embody this and feel good about myself and be nice to myself and really embody these things, are these changes that you would like to make anyway?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? So it's not like it's like, oh, this is going to be the worst thing in the world. These are all things that would be great for you, right?
Right.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to say blah, blah, blah again. We're just going to push a little bit. I want you to notice how your nervous system has been all tense and stressed towards your husband and blah, blah, blah. And I want you to notice that fear and that fear of upsetting him, blah, blah, blah. And by the way, let's say somebody's in a relationship. There's two people that are in a relationship. And there's two people who are in a, if I can say the words, there are two people who are in a relationship and they're afraid of upsetting each other.
Mm-hmm.
At a level 10. How would that relationship feel?
Like you're walking on eggshells.
Bingo. Like you're walking on eggshells. And instead, I want you to picture there's another relationship where there's two people who are relaxed and work and having fun and enjoying the ride and feeling relaxed and fun and light. And that's how they feel around each other. How's their relationship?
Great.
Great. And which one do you want?
The great.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to take that in for a moment. The great one. The great one. So I'm going to ask you to take that in for a moment and embody that. Bring that feeling in. Bingo. Good job. Great. Bring that feeling in all of the way. And how will that feel with you and your husband moving forward?
Wonderful.
Can you start embodying that and feeling that?
Yes.
For real?
Yes.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to bring that feeling in. And again, I'm going to say that if there are two people who are together and they're tense and they're feeling like they don't want to upset each other and it feels like walking on eggshells and living life for the next 100 years like that, or feeling like they're comfortable and they have fun and they're silly and playful and nice and relaxed and having a good time and connecting and playful, all of that, and what that looks like for the next 100 years. Which one do you like better?
The playful one.
Great. Can you take that in?
Yes.
Take it in all the way. Feel it, feel it, feel it. Playful, fun, relaxed, enjoying, smiling, loving, silliness, love. Bingo. Great. I'm going to ask you to notice the level in your leg. 0 to 10.
So like a 0.
Beautiful. So bingo. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for just a moment. And by the way, I'm going to ask you to bingo, bingo, bingo. I'm going to ask you to notice the level in your neck. What's the level in your neck?
I like a 0.
Mm-hmm. So notice for a moment, there was actually multiple things that we were working on in there. So the neck feels great now. And if I ask you also to notice the level in your head, what's the level in your head?
It's like a 0.
Okay. And out of curiosity, who did that?
I did.
Great. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. And I'm going to ask you, first and foremost, how powerful are you?
Very powerful.
Very powerful. And if I ask you how much you want to take your feelings back into the negative, how much would you say that is?
Like a 0.
Like a 0. So I want you to notice a few things, by the way. First and foremost, notice there were some emotions that were there that didn't even make sense. Okay. Like the feeling of everybody being mad at you, blah, blah. So there were feelings in there that didn't make sense. There are also patterns that you really, really would want to shift anyway. That as you see them shift, that's when you see the tightness, that shift take place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bingo. Great. So if I asked you every day to work on that and bringing that in to reinforce it in your nervous system, could you do that?
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So give me 1 second. That. Bingo. 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 As far as the lungs go, which was the piece that you also asked about in the beginning, it does have to do, so I see about 75% of it having to do with your health towards the MS. And so I want you to really, really, really embody this so you see your progress and you see it. And by the way, I have literally taken people who have been paralyzed with MS, who have had frozen arms, frozen stuck legs, people who couldn't walk, who are now walking, like walking in the pool. I'm working on walking. I have people who have had their arms were stuck stiff. I've had a woman that I work with I remember the first time she was able to put her hands in, or her hair in a ponytail. And she was like, oh my God, I can put my hair up and take a shower and all those things because she was in a really, really bad place. That's one. I've had others that, you know, legs frozen, stuck stiff their legs are now moving, working on walking, a lot of different things. And so I see all kinds of things. And of course, you don't want to go there. You want to turn it around now, right? And I've seen that and I've worked with that. And so they can do that. You've got this, right?
Right.
And it's just about really going, okay, I'm willing to really make that change. And so the lung cancer energy has to do with the MS at about 75%. And then also that feeling we talked about of feeling like you're hard on yourself and then attracting that and then feeling bad and feeling bad for yourself for having that experience. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So are you willing to really, really make those changes?
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And so my best suggestion is for you really to fully embody this, is to listen to this recording over and over. Notice how this is different from what other people have. Can you see that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So as far as different things that have come up for different people, this is what's specific to yours. And so what I would do is I would really listen to this over and over and make sure to embody the positive and really work on creating that shift. And if you need any further support, then I would definitely jump in and grab a video set and work through that, because it'll give you more broken down step by step to master your mind further. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. All right. Great job with your energy, and you're gorgeous. And by the way, I know that when we look at things that are off, I also see plenty of positive things in you and sweet things in you and smart and just beautiful. So I love that also, and just want to acknowledge that. And it has been such a pleasure connecting with you.
You too. Thank you so much, Brandy.
You're absolutely so welcome, Julie. So I want to share with you some of the less obvious, really kind of hidden factors for healing that were in this session that chances are you didn't even notice with your conscious mind. And so I want to talk about those. And of course, first and foremost, I want to acknowledge Julie, because she did an awesome job with her energy. You know, if you stop and think about it for a moment, she had her neck pain, which was level 3 to 4 with her neck and her head, and she was able to get that down to a 0. And then also there was her right leg, which was about a 7-8 that she got down to a 0. And then her left leg, which had started at a 4-5, and she also got it down to a level 0. So awesome job. And of course, she did it, which is so impressive. And now, as I mentioned previously, it did take some work and it did take some pushing. And so for her to be able to maintain these results, she's really going to need to be able to follow through and get good at mastering her mind and her emotions, or chances are it's not going to stay. And so I just want to emphasize that, because I always want to be really transparent and very honest with you that it does take real change beyond what most people think. So what most people think is a level 10 of change is probably, like, on my scale, about a level 2 of change. That's how deep in the mind you have to create that change to really get lasting results. And so I definitely recommended for her to, you know, listen to the recording, even jump in and get the video set, because there's a lot of things going on. And, you know, she does have some serious illnesses that if she's going to really heal herself, that she's definitely going to need to master her mind at a deeper level. And of course, as always, you always want to make sure that you continue to see your doctor. Your goal is always to blow your doctor's mind. You don't want to say, like, I'm going to stop seeing my doctor and just heal myself. No, what you want to do is create real change and then have it show up on your tests where you can see that real change, you know, where the body is healed. And I see that all of the time. I see people have surgeries canceled, all kinds of things. But point being, don't avoid your doctor. Make sure to continue seeing your doctor and get real results. That is key. And real follow through is key for real results. So just emphasizing that. Now, I also mentioned that there were a few places in this that were really hidden elements of healing and really shifting the pattern. And one of them, the most basic one, I did mention, where there was that layer with her mom that would have kept her from really creating that shift. So that is number one. Now, number two is that pattern and that trigger for blame is really connected to her husband right now, because notice she mentioned that she was afraid of him being upset. You know, there's that feeling of afraid at a level 10 in there. And what can happen at a subconscious level if somebody's afraid of upsetting another person? What they can end up doing, again, subconsciously, is they end up turning it on themselves. And that will just create the pattern and keep it going. So that is one way that the pattern is continuing to go. Another thing that can happen is, let's say that she feels like she should leave her husband, but doesn't want to, then ultimately what will happen is, unbeknownst to her, the blame can start going on to blame herself so that she's not thinking that she needs to leave the relationship. And so a lot of things can happen at a subconscious level that actually continue a pattern beyond what we consciously realize. And so that's another key piece. Another key piece is this, is that if you remember me saying to her that
not everyone feels this way. You know, as far as the feeling of afraid in the relationship, not everybody feels this way. And saying that a few times, because you'll notice that she was like, oh yeah, my husband feels that way. She has this subconscious belief and feeling that others feel that same way in a relationship. And by having that subconscious belief that others are feeling that way too, it will also keep her from shifting the pattern. And so that's the reason, if you think back when I said, you know, not everybody feels this way, that was a critical piece to helping her shift the pattern as well. And so there's always a lot of little things or seemingly little things that are actually key elements to creating that shift in the mind. Now, I know this is a bit complex, but I don't want to be misleading. Obviously, this woman's got some major health issues going on. And when you think back to past episodes where you see me work with somebody and help them to shift out of pain in minutes, or even, you know, people who are mostly blind, you know, we got a woman who was able to bring her eyesight back. I mean, tumor, if you think about episode number 10, the woman who healed her tumor, I mean, all kinds of things. Or the one who was bedridden and supine for years in episode 5. I mean, there's so many different things that people have been able to heal. And of course, a lot of people working with pain or headaches or, you know, a lot of different things. And so point being is I just really want to be super transparent with you that it does take real change. And so think about those 4 W's. Think about if you have that in you to really be willing to do whatever it takes to change to get the outcome that you want. So that said, it has been such a pleasure connecting with you, and I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. I'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you. And if you love the show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you'll want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.